Hello, welcome to this episode of the Perceptive Photographer Podcast. I am your host, Daniel Gregory. I hope you're having a great week, getting a chance to do something fun and creative and get out and enjoy some sunshine. If you got some sunshine, I know for us in the Pacific Northwest, we're finally getting to a little bit of springtime and it's actually going to be into the 60s and it's going to be really nice to actually have some warmer weather. Looking forward to actually getting out and taking some photographs. Looking forward to doing some night photography where I don't have to wear a basically winter parka. So that'll be exciting to get around with that. I also wanted to remind everybody that I'm going to be speaking at the Lightroom Virtual Summit taking place from May 3rd to May 7th. I'll be speaking on the magic of profiles and on DSLR scanning for film. So I have two sessions of that conference. And if you check out the show notes, you'll find the links to register. And you can also get a pretty significant discount on a VIP pass that will let you access those videos at any time and get all the bonus materials. And then the last little announcement, I've got a couple of spots left in my Meaningful Image Workshop, which will start next October. And that's a extended format workshop. It runs for about 6 months. We meet every couple of weeks online discussing how to create meaningful work, understand meaningful work, and how to share meaningful work. So if you're interested in that, you can check out the link in the show notes as well. But I've got a couple of spots left in that workshop. Today, I wanted to talk about something that I keep hearing over and over again from people about living through the pandemic. And that's that every day is the same. Every day is kind of running into one another. They talk about like almost a groundhog movie syndrome. If you haven't seen the movie Groundhog, you should check it out. And then you'll really appreciate living every day over and over again. But the idea that because the way our association of time and our lives and schedules and work have all been shifted, the days have become very monotonous. They sort of run into one another, and trying to remember when things are going to happen or when things happen becomes difficult. That's in part because of the way our brains are wired and how adults mark milestones is in the past, and then children mark milestones by thinking of the future. If you think about a kid, you're excited about school starting or a holiday coming. If you're an adult, you think about the last time you took a trip somewhere, not necessarily the trip you'll take later. So it's just the kind of the way our brains are wired. But no matter how your brain's wired, it's probably been a challenge during the pandemic. As, like I said, every day becomes basically the same regimented process over and over and over again. And while I'm sure there's been milestones and events that have made that not be the case, it sometimes, definitely, I think for a lot of people, feels like it kind of runs together. And at the same time, I've thought a lot about how when we talk about photography, when we talk about photographs, when we talk about equipment, we talk about critique, a lot of the comments, a lot of the conversations come down to an interesting sort of intersection with this idea of the monotony of the pandemic. And that is, not everything has to be the same. When we talk about photography and when we talk about camera gear and we talk about equipment and we talk about opinions in photography, and yet there seems to be this weird spot we get into sometimes where we feel like we make decisions in equipment, we make decisions about the photographs we like or the way we respond to things in a way that says we want them to be more similar than dissimilar. And yet we are all unique. We are all just like lots of things in nature. We are unique. We're a unique tree. We're a unique snowflake. We're a unique flower. And while all the tulips may look similar, each one in some ways is unique to its own sense of being. And yet when I listen to people talk about camera equipment, a lot of it is in defense of your own decision to make the camera purchase you made seem like the right decision. Does it really matter that if you shoot Nikon, somebody else shoots Canon, or somebody else spent $10,000 a camera and you only spent $50 on a camera? Or does it really matter that you create photographs that are unique to your own experience and presence? And subject matter, you'll hear a lot of people say, oh, I'm shooting like this, or I'm shooting this subject matter, and it's the same as this. Or you'll hear people say, oh, their work looks just like some other photographer. And the slide there is that there's no originality, there's no creativity, there's no uniqueness in that. They're attempting to basically be a different photographer by shooting the kind of same subjects or shooting the same kind of lighting or shooting, like I said, with the same camera equipment. And is that really at the core, now, the right conversation to be having? Is the right conversation to be having about how everything seems to be the same in photography? Or is it better to have the conversation about how things don't appear to be the same in photography and how things appear to be different? Because it's very easy to latch onto and kind of jump into that shallow end of the pool to have conversations based on a lot of those immaterial aspects of photography. When you talk to people who are truly engaged and impassioned with photography, they're talking about the unique experience of looking at uniquely created photographs and unique stories and unique conversations. And they seek out imagery that is different than things they're used to. So they can have that conversation. They can see what the shared and lived experience of another person is through their photography. So not everything has to be the same, but yet our conversations drive that component of sameness. So even a lot of times, and I'm not saying everybody's this way, but a lot of times when I have conversations and we have group conversations, they eventually drift into this, how one thing is like another, how this begets that, how, oh, you can tell that they were using X equipment because it has a certain look and aesthetic and whatever kind of nerd thing people can come up with for that. Or they believe they understand how it was printed. Whatever that conversation is, they're attempting to basically minimize the effect of the photograph by making it something like everything else. And the challenge that I think we have to put forward is to reclaim that conversation. And I think one of the ways we reclaim it is we obviously ignore segments of it. We ignore positions of it that are, just dumb, for lack of a better word. Engaging in the conversation of one photograph is better than another because it was taken with a specific kind of equipment is a dumb conversation to engage with. I think the answer to that is if you don't like the photograph, don't look at it. But if we engage with that conversation, then we are stuck having a conversation that is not about the photography. It's about the justification of somebody else to feel good about their equipment when they can't make photographs that are meaningful to them or meaningful to others. And that's not an engagement we can win because we're dealing with ego and insecurity. And it's very challenging, unless you're a therapist and want to spend the time in therapy, having that conversation to fix that problem. Because that is not fixed by somebody else's photograph. As a matter of fact, that's exacerbated by somebody else's photograph. So to come back and think about what do we engage with in a meaningful way? And it's not how an equipment that was used. It's not even the subject matter. I've seen the same places photographed thousands of times, but yet some photographs resonate more than others. I've even seen the same photographs taken at the similar time of day, similar time of year, and yet something about some photographs connect more than others. Now, my belief is that the person who took that photograph was more present at that moment. They were more attuned to the world they were operating in and the world they were experiencing, and that translates into that photograph. That creates the meaningful photograph is when we get that deep, meaningful connection to the thing we're photographing. And at the same time, the things that we're photographing where we don't have that connection, they fall a little short. They disappear in some ways into the background because we're not in the same level of connection. Our responses to photographs, I think, are predicated by the knowledge we have and by the experiences of the world we have. When we look at the photograph, we bring with us the knowledge of our life and every other photograph we've looked at. And the challenge is, if you're a person who's only ever looked at photographs from a technical standpoint, how do you then look at them in a different way? And I think that's, for us as a community of photographers, a chance for us to push that conversation in a different way, to push that dialogue in a meaningful way. And so if you're entering, say, a juried show, and it doesn't matter even if it's a high-level competition with very specific rules for guidance for judging, or it's just some ad hoc piece, what was the criteria by which that was decided? And how do we know that person who is judging followed through on that criteria? Because at some level, it is a instinctual level reaction to a photograph that you then justify your response to. But being able to articulate that response, I think, is something that's critical and important. And so while every day in the pandemic may see the same, you may find your response to photographs being the same, your initial outset to the response to the photograph being the same. And our challenge is to overcome that response. It's to realize that meaning in photography comes from our own connection to not just the photograph, but the world by which we operate in. And that not everything has to be the same. Not every photograph needs to look to be the same. Not every photograph should be judged to be the same. Because when we start talking about lighting, subject, equipment, what we are driving to is a commonness within the photograph rather than the unique experience that exists within the photograph. So if you find yourself looking at photographs and pondering who else's photographs they look like, who else's photographs they remind you of, and if you're realizing, well, I've seen this photograph before, I think it's time for you to dig a little deeper into your own work with that photograph and figure out that it might be a reference point to a similar photograph, but what is unique about that photograph? What makes that photograph actually different from the other photograph? Because unless you're putting them side by side and they literally are the identical photograph, there is something different in those photographs. It might be subtle in the crop. It might be subtle in some technical piece. It might be subtle in color. It might be subtle in, you know, something untangible that you can't yet describe, which, like I said, might just be one person more connected to the subject than the other. But digging into yourself and realizing that not every day has to be the same. Not every photograph we look at has to feel like it's the same. We can really start to figure out those subtle differences. And just because a photograph is unique and experiences our vision is unique, doesn't mean that it's a great photograph, a good photograph, a meaningful photograph, a significant photograph, a photograph worth keeping. But it does speak to the fact that there is uniqueness in what we create. There's uniqueness in what we say every day we are out there with a camera. And I think that is something to be celebrated. The way and we respond to and the little things that grab our attention, those unique little moments are things to be celebrated. And to me, that's why when we drive this photography to its most simple common judgment of meaningless things in the critique, we miss that opportunity to celebrate how amazing it is that with the billions of photographs and the billions and billions of photographers that we can all go out. And if we're willing to put in a little work behind the camera, between the ears, so to speak, before we click on the shutter, we can create amazing things that people respond to. And I think that's worth celebrating no matter how many times in the day it feels like it's the same thing over and over again. Hope you have a wonderful week behind the camera. Thanks so much for joining me for this podcast on whatever podcast platform you're listening on. Don't forget, if you provide a rating or a review up there, it helps other people find the podcast and find it interesting. So no matter if you're a first-time listener or you've been with me since the beginning, thanks again for listening, and I will see you next time.